Test 77, Section 3, Question 5. And here it says the conclusion in the argument is strongly supported if which one of the following completes the passage. And so this is one of these slightly unusual ones where it's a fill in the blank, but we're looking to strengthen the argument. It's a fill in the blank that's a strengthen, and we don't always get that. But you also kind of get a hint at that because the passage ends with the word since, and we know that since always precedes evidence. So it says some scientific issues are so complex and counterintuitive that they cannot be well understood by readers of popular magazines. So some science issues are really tricky. Nonetheless, stories about these difficult scientific issues are frequently the ones that readers would find most fascinating. But they wouldn't understand them, but they would really like them. Unfortunately, this means that some of the scientific stories that would be most interesting to readers are usually not covered in popular magazines since. So the conclusion is the stories they would want to hear or want to read are not covered. And the evidence is just that some issues are so complex they can't be well understood, but they're ones that they would want. And so we need something that's going to say if they're so complex they wouldn't be understood by readers, then there aren't going to be magazine articles about them. So because we never proved that there wouldn't be magazine articles. And so editors of popular magazine generally do not approve stories about issues that cannot be well understood. That seems pretty good, because that's kind of what we were saying we needed, was to say that there won't be stories about them just because people don't understand them. Popular magazines cannot stay in business unless they publish stories that readers find interesting. If anything, that would say that we are going to get some of those articles because people want to stay in business. Highly complex counterintuitive theories are increasingly common in almost all branches of science, but that doesn't say whether or not stories that are interesting are going to show up in the magazines. Readers of popular magazines are generally unable to accurately assess their own understanding of complex scientific issues. Well, it doesn't really matter whether they're good or bad at picking out what they're good and bad at. Most readers of popular magazines are unwilling to seek out other sources in order to read about scientific issues. That might be helpful for saying that people are going to stay in a state of, you know, sort of inability to understand, but it isn't going to say that those articles aren't going to be published in the first place. And so A is our correct answer. That's what's saying, look, if editors aren't going to publish stuff people don't understand, but people would like to read about stuff they don't understand, then that would say that people are going to miss out on stuff they would want to read.